USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Citing Article 6 of the UN Charter, Ukraine's President Zelensky said Tuesday Russia should be expelled from the United Nations. And he called for an international tribunal to investigate the actions of Russian occupiers on Ukrainian soil. Wisconsin's Democrat Attorney General filed a lawsuit Tuesday challenging the state's 173-year-old abortion ban, arguing that statutes passed in the 1980s supersede the ban, and it's so old that modern generations never consented to it. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call.
There are a series of laws that were passed subsequent to Roe that provide regulation for lawful abortions in Wisconsin. Those statutes are directly inconsistent with Wisconsin's 19th century abortion ban. It can't be both legal and illegal to provide an abortion to protect the health of a mother.
USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-333-1750. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
Republican incumbent Governor Kevin Stitt and Democrat Joy Hoffmeister won their respective primaries for the Oklahoma governor's election in November. Ms. Hoffmeister is the Oklahoma State Superintendent of Public Instruction. Both races were called fairly early, a little more than an hour after the polls closed. Her escapades and exploitation of young girls lands her 20 years in prison.
Convicted sex trafficker Ghislaine Maxwell is being sentenced to 20 years in prison for helping Jeffrey Epstein abuse underage girls. One of her victims, Elizabeth Stein, was in the courtroom as Maxwell, dressed in prison blue scrubs, heard her fate. Prosecutors had wanted Maxwell to be sentenced to between 30 and 55 years. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The USFL Football League Championship game is Sunday evening. Birmingham Stallions will play the Philadelphia Stars in Canton, Ohio's Pro Football Hall of Fame Stadium. USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
On Tuesday, Representative Sean Kasten beat out fellow Representative Marie Newman in the Democrat primary for Illinois' Chicago Area 6th District. A handful of states held primary elections on Tuesday. This as November's midterm elections early voting is just over 2 months away. Wisconsin pro-abortion governor and attorney general are suing the state after the abortion issue reverted back to an 1849 law. Former Wisconsin Congressman Sean Duffy weighs in on Fox News.
Yes, so Governor Evers, who's a pro-abortion activist, as is the Attorney General, they're going to file suit in Dane County, Wisconsin. So Dane County is the most liberal county in the state. They'll find a sympathetic judge. They'll be successful in that local Dane County court, but this will then be appealed. It'll go to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, and they'll make a decision. But here's what's interesting, Joy, is that this law was passed in 1849, banning abortion, and criminalizing the abortionist, but not the mom. Democrats are now saying, well, that's an old law and it should be off the books. What's interesting about politics is that if you don't like a law, every legislature has the right to repeal previous laws that were passed by prior legislators. So they actually can advocate that it gets repealed, but as long as it doesn't get repealed, it's still good law. There's a Republican Assembly and Senate in Wisconsin. By the way, the politics look so good in Wisconsin that actually it might be a veto-proof majority, even if Tony Evers was to win re-election.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.